Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.
Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by to share with me today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day today, and I hope all is going well for you thus far. In this podcast, I want to touch on the issue of plant-based. And, you know, plant-based for some people might mean vegetarian, it might mean vegan for some people, and so on. And the reason I'm coming to this topic is because there are many people who are going for a plant-based lifestyle, and people do this for various reasons. And the numbers are growing and growing each day. So, you know, let's talk about it. And we have to, because many people are going plant-based because, you know, they think that it's for the right reason. We see, for example, Bill Gates, in a book that he wrote about how to avoid a climate disaster, and he talked about, you know, carbon-heavy food production, which is primarily the meats. And, of course, steering people towards that direction of choosing something else, you know. And, yes, choosing plant foods are healthier for the body in general. For example, in the form of, you know, if you're eating more fruits, more vegetables, you're eating whole grains, for example, you know, things of these nature. And you're eating the foods in its natural state. That is better for the body when we're talking about health and wellness in general. And these are plant foods. These are whole plant foods. But it gets a little bit tricky when it comes to plant-based, because I think many people have the misconception of what plant-based is, because it is fed to us as if plant-based means that it's food that is totally made of plants or totally derived from plants. And that is what many people have in their head. And I do understand some people want to switch the diet because they're looking at it from an environmental perspective. They could be looking at it from a health perspective. Some people are looking at it from the perspective of, you know, of saving the animals. And so there are different ways through which people are led, a combination of reasons why people are led to what they term as a plant-based lifestyle. But what is not known by many is that they are being deceptively led towards this. The people, the major players who are pushing a plant-based lifestyle, like, for example, Bill Gates, as I mentioned, it's not for the reason that we think. They're giving the impression like it's to save animals, it's to save the planet. No, it's not just because they're interested in saving animals or the planet. The truth is, it's not about saving the planet. It's not about saving animals. It's not about so-called fictitious carbon footprint. It's about controlling your food more and more, and controlling what you eat more and more, and making as much profit off you while they make you sick. Now, that might sound ironic that I say that, make you sick, because many people go towards a plant-based diet because of health reasons. Some people, that's the reason they go that direction, because they want a cleaner diet. So, you know, but I'm here to tell you that these plant-based foods are not what they see. Firstly, let's look at plant-based. It can be from anything, just as long as it is mostly made from plant. So plant-based doesn't mean that it doesn't contain meat. Plant-based doesn't mean that it doesn't contain other elements in it. It just means that majority of that item could be derived from plant. And so what that means is not because it says it's plant-based, it doesn't mean that it's healthy. Now, when we look at the market now, we see, for example, and this is why I'm saying, when you see people like Bill Gates are involved or major stockholders, please understand, these individuals and others like him, they're not interested in the earth. They're not interested in you. They do not care. And he's one of those ones that I see now is pushing this plant-based lifestyle. Now, and he has good reason when you look at it, because he's an alternate meat investor. He is a direct investor in Beyond Meat, which is one of the more popular brands. Also Impossible Foods, which is also another popular brand in that space, maybe lesser known brands, etc. And what is being used is that they are using various forms of technology to produce these foods. Once we come to a situation where people are using technology to change the structure of the food, to change the natural taste of the food, to make the taste of something other than it is, using various chemicals and technology to do so, then we have a problem. For most people, when they're cooking, yes, they'll put some spices on, maybe a little pepper, a little salt, etc., to add a little flavor. We are not talking about this. What is being done is that they are taking things that are mainly other than meat, telling you it's plant-based, and making it to taste like meat. So how is it that they're going to take peas and beets and oils and create something that tastes like meat? That's the question. How do they get plants to do this? And there are those who are doing, you know, further investigation into some of these burgers and some of these sausages and different types of these foods, and looking at the ingredients, because it is believed that even some of the ingredients that are listed is not the total ingredients, that there are some things are in it that people are not aware of. Now, the ingredients, I know I was looking at the ingredients for Beyond Burger, what is listed on the package, and I see pea protein isolate, expeller pressed canola oil, refined coconut oil, water, yeast extract, maltodextrin, natural flavors, gum arabic, sunflower oil, salt, succinic acid, acetic acid, non-GMO modified starch, cellulose from bamboo, methylcellulose, potato starch, beet juice extract, ascorbic acid, annatto extract, citrus fruit extract, vegetable glycerin, coconut oil. Where is the food? Where is the food in that? Where is the food? There was not one complete plant product that was listed in that. These are all extracts and all different types of things. Methylcellulose and all these things. And let us look at the next popular one. That's Impossible Burger. And what they have listed is water, soy protein, concentrate, sunflower oil, coconut oil, natural flavors, methylcellulose, cultured dextrose, food starch, modified yeast extract, soy like hemoglobin, salt, mixed tocopherols, L-tryptophan, soy protein isolates, and What they claim is vitamins and minerals, they claim is zinc, glutamate, niacin, thiamine, hydrochloride, pyridoxine, hydrochlorine, riboflavin, vitamin B12, and so on. And so these are the ingredients, and I am reading the ingredients, and I am thinking to myself, where is the food? Where is the plant? And this is what people are eating, thinking that this is food. This is not food. This is chemistry. This is manipulation of various aspects derived from plant and non-plant process. Because, and I say this because, as we noted, plant-based does not mean that the ingredients are totally from plants. It's interesting to know. And there are those who are really looking at these foods and are raising a number of questions. For example, Frank Misliner, who's a University of California professor, And from his observation, he noted that the ingredients in both Impossible Burger and Beyond Burger, he basically noted that the meatless burgers are almost identical to those in things used in dog food. These are highly processed foods. And from what we have been aware for such a long time now is that processed foods, especially highly processed foods, is not good for the body. They lead to cancer. They lead to diabetes. They lead to all kinds of problems in the body. And so when we see certain people who are in charge of these or pushing these foods, we have to begin to open our eyes now. We have to be smart about what we're eating and look at who is bringing it to us. And we also have to examine our actions. I mean, why do you want this? There are some people who they want to have a plant-based burger, but they want it to taste like a meat burger. Make up your mind. Why do you want a plant burger that tastes like a meat burger? You can make delicious burgers at home by yourself, with your family, with your friends, with your significant other, by yourself. However, you can make delicious burgers with whole plants. So you have your lettuce, your greens, your various greens, your tomatoes, etc. And, you know, your mushrooms, you know, some people might use their chickpea and so on, whole foods. And you can make your own burger. You can make your own burger, all with natural ingredients. You know what's in it. If you want the meat, then you eat the meat. Why are you going to the plant to chase the meat? Because then you will find yourself in a situation where you're eating plant, so-called plant-based products that are actually worse for your health than the actual meat themselves. These are highly processed foods. They are not healthy. They have high amount of sodium. That causes a problem in your body with your potassium sodium ratio. That will affect your kidneys. That's going into your bloodstream. The body cannot handle highly processed foods well. It is foreign to the body. And so when we insist on eating these foods, there are consequences. There will be health consequences. And so all I have to say is just be careful what you're eating. These, you know, if you want a burger, you know, get some mushrooms, get some chickpeas, some cucumbers, some lettuce, and so on. and your natural spices, and that you can ground and make yourself. You can make your sauces yourself, you know. And if that's what you want, you create your own. But be careful of going and buying these things that are supposed to be food, because they are not food. Let me repeat. They are not food. These things that are being sold to you by these brands and being marketed as healthy because it's plant-based, or good because it's plant-based, or environmentally friendly, etc. They are not healthy. Beware of these so-called foods, because they are not foods. And those who are pushing these, look at the people who are pushing these. For them, it's about profit. They don't care about you. They don't care about the environment. They've never cared. They have never cared. Decisions that they make are to break down and to destroy the natural structure of life on this earth. They don't do things to sustain life. And people have been pulled along and being reeled into thinking that they're about the environment, because that's what they guilt people into these things. Oh, we must save the environment. No, the people who are telling you that you must save the environment are the people who are destroying the environment. Everybody should, you know, make themselves familiar with the HAARP project. That's HAARP, so that's HAARP, the ARP project. And this is how oftentimes they are manipulating the weather and making people think that certain things are happening. And so there's a lot of weather manipulation that is taking place, and that have been taking place, you know, for some time now. And trying to convince people that the climate is in a crisis because you're doing this or you're not doing that, when the very foundation of what they say is wrong has been created by the very people. Follow the trail. Follow the trail. The very people who are telling you that you're destroying the earth are the very ones who are facilitating adverse reactions or adverse events. Nature will flow how it is supposed to flow. Everything go according to its season and its time. The natural things that came with the earth, everything, whether it's animals, you know, plants, etc., it goes in tandem with its own time. A lot of things have been messed up because there have been a lot of hybrid things. And some of them have certain consequences that many of us don't realize on the earth itself, and also on the bodies of those of us who, you know, continue to eat them. Different, you know, plans, different consequences. But in this time, we are seeing something even worse, because some of these ingredients that they're even using in these so-called plant-based products are patented, you know, further modified, modifying foods that were already modified. If something has a patent, it has no place in your stomach. It has no business in your mouth. If it's patented, it's not food. And so these are the things that I want people to be cognizant of. Stop allowing, we have to stop allowing ourselves to be tricked. And over time, we have been groomed to become food addicts, all of us. Or the vast majority of us on this planet, we have been groomed to become food addicts. We get up in the morning, we're chasing the taste. Some people, if they don't eat by 7 a.m. in the morning, it's like they act as if they're going to die. If they don't have something in their mouth by 7, oh my gosh, heaven forbid, if it goes to 12 noon and they have not eaten, because we're addicted to food. Food was never meant to be something that we become addicted to. Yes, it has value in giving us nutrition. But it was never meant for us to be addicted to food. Wake up in the morning thinking about food and going to bed thinking about food. Thinking about what we're going to eat in the morning. We have been bred this way. Outside of how we truly are supposed to be. You know, that's how I look at it. We have been bred this way. And now they're using various manipulation techniques to pull us towards a ways of eating that will lead to more health problems and all kind of other issues down the road. Because there's no way you're going to eat this kind of food and eat it over a period of time and not see the consequences. And it's not going to be positive consequences because, as I note, these are not food. It offers no nutrition to the body. These are diseases waiting to happen. And so, you know, think twice about getting caught up in these types of food. If you're truly going to change the diet from eating meat, use whole plant foods that you can cook at home from scratch, you know. And even if you can't cook it at home and you feel like you need to pick up something, at least let it be whole foods. And I'm sure I'm going to come back to this topic again. I'm sure of it. But, you know, just think about it. These are not foods. These are not saving any planet. This is not saving any carbon footprint or whatever print they want to tell you it's saving. These will eventually destroy your body. Anyway, guys, I hope you found this useful. Don't forget to be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-da!